Police File. True crime stories which made banner headlines in your newspapers. Stories as in the files of your police department and gathered from the files of one of the largest newspaper organizations in the Southern Hemisphere. Tonight we glance at the file on Lloyd Edward Bray, better known as Lloydy Bray. As usual, all names used are fictitious, but the facts are true in this story of the CIB at its fastest and most efficient. Death pays no dividends. A tough is a tough is a tough. We repeat ourselves because we're describing three of Sydney's hoodlums, all equally as bad as the other. Tom Doran, John Hutchins, and Jeff Roberts. And when Doran, Hutchins, and Roberts got together and their small talk on women and horses was exhausted, there was always the old eternal subject to fall back on.
Well, I want some dough. Quick, easy dough.
Yeah? Well, if you'd use your nut at Canterbury Saturday, Roberts.
Ah, quit crying at each other, you two. Listen, Doran, what about another job? Tom had a crack at something, ain't it?
Maybe.
Well, you got anything in mind?
Maybe.
Give Mastermind a chance, Hutchins. He's got so many plans, he don't know where to start.
Shut up. Pass the bottle.
Well, what do you got for us, Doran?
A good job. An easy one.
What?
City store.
Which one?
Joseph Dark's.
What?
What's wrong with you, Roberts?
You call that easy? Slap bang in the middle of town? I could whistle from there to the Regent Street Station.
You won't have to. Like it, Hutchins?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Well, I agree with Roberts. No city stores that size could be easy, Doran.
The bigger they are, like, the harder they fall. When we get inside, it's going to be worth it.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that in.
I got it planned. I've had it in my mind for weeks. I know where everything is. Showcases, office, jewelry. A lot. Well, what about it?
Well, tell us more. But I don't like the
sound. Shut up. What do you say, Hutchins?
When would you plan to break in, Doran?
Weekend. Saturday night. Like, that gives us all day Sunday to pile up the stuff as we want it and then go through when we're sweet.
Yeah.
You know how it is up there. Plenty of good, wide roadway all around. We could spot anybody coming a mile off while we're getting inside. After that, like, there's nothing to it.
Yeah? And how do we get inside first? The alarm's going off?
Easy.
Yeah, but you don't know anything about alarms, Doran.
No, but, Lloydy Bray does.
Lloydy Bray? Yeah, but he's inside.
Shut up. Lloydy Bray comes out in a week or so. Like, he gets us inside the store. He opens a safe for us. How's that?
Fair enough, if Lloydy Bray will be in it.
Why shouldn't he? Ain't heard anything about him going straight, have you?
Well, he'll need some dough, too, just coming out of stir.
Now, that's the first sensible thing you said, Roberts. What do you say, Hutchins?
All right. I'll be in it if Lawyer Bray will be.
He will be. I'll get in touch with him when he comes out. Meanwhile, lay off the buying. Anything you want, it's going to be on Joseph Dark's.
Lloydy Bray came out of jail. It was the band's day off, so they piped him back to the underworld with a keg or two and a committee of three. Doran, Hutchins, and Roberts.
Hey, Lloydy.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's, get out of this mob in the next room.
Yeah? What do you want?
You, come on.
Okay. Now, what's it... Well, if it ain't old Hutchins, how are you, mate?
Broke. How'd they treat you, Lloydy?
What do you think, huh?
Hiya, Roberts. You picked any winners lately?
Oh, lay off, will you? Hey, you look all right, Lordy.
Yeah. Well, what do you blokes want? I got me a Sheila out at the party and
this is business.
Well, so's this.
Come on. Let's get down to it.
Well, what's it all about?
Doran's got a plan, Lordy. It's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if you want dough like we want dough, you'll be in it. We're going to crack Joseph Dark's.
Hey, you're flying high, ain't you?
That's right.
How you going to get inside there?
Well, that's where you come in. Reckon you've lost your touch with the alarms, Lloydie?
No.
What about the safe?
Just lead me to it.
Then what are we arguing about?
Ah, good on you, Lloydie. I knew you'd be in it.
Shut up. Okay, Lloydie. You can go back to the party now. We'll, meet tomorrow and make final plans.
Okay. Hey, listen, where are we going to get the stuff away?
I thought of that. Hutchins and I'll pinch a car before we start the job.
Yeah. Well, that's all right, then. So long as you don't want to use mine, see? I kept up the registration, but I don't want it used for no jobs.
It won't be. Okay, let's get on with the party.
And, what night's the job?
This coming Saturday. Better give those fingers of yours a bit of practice, Lloydie. We're going to need them.
Doran and Hutchins stole the car on the Wednesday night. They intended to reduco it and change the number plates. But shortly after they'd stolen it, as they were driving through King's Cross...
I'll cut down this street, Doran, and see if it...
Hutchins, step on it.
What?
Step on it, that patrol car. They slowed down and had a good look at us.
Heck, those coppers are everywhere. Hey, they've spotted us, haven't they?
Yeah. Get down this side street quick. We'll ditch it.
If I was superstitious, I'd call this an omen. A bad omen.
Yeah, never mind that. Come on, out of it before they grab us.
Hey, we pinch another one?
No, I got a better idea. We'll use a truck. Anyhow, we can load more stuff into a truck. Come on, out of it.
So they stole a truck, and Doran made Roberts the driver. He kept out of the way on Saturday night while, with Doran and Hutchins keeping watch, Lloydie Bray got to work on the burglar alarms at Joseph Dark's.
Doran. Hey, Doran.
Yeah?
It's okay. It's safe now.
Right. I'll signal Hutchins.
Is he coming?
Yeah. In you go, Lloydie. I'll follow and Hutchins can get in last.
Hey, it's all clear, Doran.
Okay. After me, Hutchins. And watch where you tread. Here. Take some of this gear off me.
Right. I've got it.
You inside?
We're right.
Yeah. What do we do now?
Nothing. We sleep. If you want to. And when daylight comes, we set to work. And do the joint over.
Hey, how do you like this? Chicken.
Yeah, not bad, eh? Hey, ain't there any more bread around?
Yeah, here's a loaf. Tastes twice as good when you ain't paying for it, don't it?
Yeah. Like any more chicken in that fridge?
You bet. You know, I could eat me way right through this delicatessen. Hey, better leave some for Lloyd, I suppose.
Yeah, here he comes now. Any luck, Lloydie?
Luck? Well, I got into the vault, if that's what you mean. There's a safe inside that again.
Well, that dirty, rotten...
Well, you'll have to open the safe.
Of course I'll open it. But listen, what about some food, you blokes?
Yeah, I'll fix you something, eh? You better get cracking on that safe, Lloydie.
We got all day, ain't we?
Yeah, but it'll take time to get that safe open. Next thing we know, Roberts will be here with a truck.
All right. You blokes get anything run around the store?
Yeah, some good stuff. Right, just get that safe open, Lloydie, and we'll have we'd have picked the eyes out of the lot. After that, we wait for Roberts.
Hey, here he is. Is he here, Doran?
I can hear. Roberts.
Okay, Doran. All clear.
Stay at the wheel, Roberts. We'll load her. First sign of trouble, give us a yell. We'll jump on and you'll go for your life.
Okay. You got some good stuff?
Crack the safe and all. Now keep your eyes open and shut up.
The men worked fast. They loaded the truck. Nobody saw them. Nobody disturbed them. All the merchandise they could load and the contents of the safe too. Goods amounting to £5,000 worth were quickly and competently stacked. And then...
All aboard, boys. Roberts, start her up.
Okay.
We did the trick, Doran. Now let the D's try to find out who did the lot.
Lloyd Bray had issued his challenge. He'd have been surprised to learn how quickly the men of the CIB were to take that challenge up. The robbery discovered, Detective Sergeant Irish and Detective Sergeant Thomas were two of the men from the CIB who went down to inspect the store.
Take a look at this, Irish. See? Here's why this alarm didn't ring.
Yeah. A neat job.
Taking a guess at who did it?
It rings a bell. Let's look inside first.
Good idea. Well, we can go through here. Where's that store manager? He can lead us down to where the safe is.
Well, there he is. Come on. I got a hunch on this. Yes. Just as I thought, Thomas.
Some pretty hard work's been put into this. Look at that, right through the vault and then into the safe.
Well, I think I know whose work it is.
You do? Who?
Lloydie Bray.
I think you might be right at that. Yes, that is right.
There's all the hallmarks, isn't it?
I think so.
Look, let's go back and check on a few details on Mr. Bray.
All right. I'll leave Matson and Fielding here with the manager. They can get a complete list of the stuff stolen.
It's going to take some time, too. Yeah, where was Bray living last, Wait a while. He's just out.
That's right. Of course he's just out.
Well, well. The judge puts him away for 5 years, and as soon as he's out, he's back at it.
They never learn, do they?
Never. Well, let's go and find Mr. Lloydie Bray and give him the surprise of his miserable little life.
From the moment that the detectives of the CIB had their suspicions that the breaking and entering was the work of Lloydie Bray, the hunt was on. The thieves were gleeful. They thought it was all over.
Oh, it was nice work, Lloydie. Like this is going to give the D something to think about.
I'll say. Ah, yeah, and Joseph Darks, too. No dividends for them this year, Dora.
Ah, we copped the lot. Now, listen, we can't keep this truck forever, Lloydie. We've got to get rid of it, see?
Yeah? Now, what's on your mind?
Your car.
Now, listen, Dora.
It's in the clear, ain't it? You left it parked outside the picture show at Des Moines, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was only to give myself an alibi. I told you,
Look, we have to use it, Lloydie. Now, trying to get rid of all the stuff we pinched from off a stolen truck would be just plain stupid.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do?
Transfer the stuff into your car, of course.
When?
Daylight. Today.
Oh, heck, you're taking a risk, ain't you?
Where's the risk? Like, you think the D's are awake up yet to what's going on? The sooner we ditch the truck, the better.
Okay. You're the planner.
Now, look, we just drive up to your car where it's parked, offload the truck. Roberts can drive it off and ditch it somewhere. And we've got the stuff just where we want it.
Well, let's get cracking, then. Call Hutchins and Roberts and we'll get on to it.
Yeah. Listen, have you got a gun?
No. Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, we won't need it, but just in case, I'm taking it with me.
Simultaneously, the CIB was carrying out plans of its own. Sergeants Iris and Thomas kept a watch on Lloydie Bray's home, but soon realized it was deserted. They knew he had a car, and the car wasn't there either. So a call was put out to all patrol cars in the metropolitan area.
VKG to all cars. VKG to all cars. Message 67, urgent. Message begins. Reference, Joseph Dark robbery. Keep strict lookout for car registered in name of Lloyd Edward Bray. Description follows.
That should bring us results, Thomas.
Yes, I reckon, Irish. You know, seems to me that it's going to be used to cart the stuff away.
Yeah. They're so stupid. And they think they can get away with it. Irish speaking. Yes? Yeah, where? Yeah, all right. Now listen, we'll be out there in 15 minutes. If anybody approaches the car, give chase and keep in touch by radio. Otherwise, do nothing. Right? Okay.
What is it? Have they found it?
Yeah. Parked outside the Regal Cinema at Des Moines. Hmm? Now, come on, Thomas. We'll get the boys out there and see what happens.
Well, what's going on, Irish?
Nothing. I had a good look at it, and it's deserted. Well, we just keep watch until something happens.
You cleared the boys back from it?
Ah, yeah. Now we sit and wait events. If only Lloydie Bray knew just how hot his car is.
Nobody approached the car that day, the thieves having deferred their plans for 24 hours. Detectives were stationed at strategic points around it, and six hidden pairs of eyes did nothing but watch the silent, lonely car. During the night, the sergeant made a quiet patrol of the area.
Fielding. Fielding.
Yes, Sergeant?
Nothing doing?
All quiet, Sergeant.
All right. And keep your eyes peeled. If they start anything at all, it might be the dead of night.
Yes, Sergeant.
Well, what do you think, Irish?
We can wait. They can leave it there for a week, and we'll still be waiting. We've laid our trap. When they walk into it, it's their business.
We've wasted a day, Lloydie. We have to act now.
I still don't like it.
Now, look. You've just got to let us have that car like it's just sitting there waiting for us.
Well, pinch one. I don't like it, Doran.
Then we'll do the job without you. I gave in yesterday when we were all set to go, but...
Hey, you're all set?
Lloydie here still doesn't like it.
Well, that's too bad because we can't hang around with this truck any longer. Come on, Lloydie. Roberts is at the wheel now.
Why don't we wait till night?
Why don't you use your head? Now, what could look more innocent than us loading the stuff in the middle of the day?
You know, he's made the point, Lloydie.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be in it. But it won't surprise me to find that car crawling with these.
You're not getting cold feet, Lloydie.
Come on, let's get into the truck and get on with it.
All clear your side, Roberts?
Yeah, she's right. Not a soul anywhere. Where to now, Lloydie?
Turn right at the top here. The car's on the left-hand side. You can't miss it.
Hutchins is signaling from the back. What is it?
All clear, Doran.
Okay, we're going in now.
Car 7 to car 5. Truck approaching Bray's car.
Is that you, Fielding?
Yes, Sergeant.
All right, keep on reporting. This looks like it, Thomas.
Yes, in broad daylight. A shrewd move. If we weren't just around the corner.
Truck stop, Sergeant. This is it, all right.
Stay put, Fielding. We want the stuff. There is stuff in the truck.
Loaded, Sergeant.
Right. We want the stuff in the car, if that's what we're going to do. Then we catch them red-handed. Meanwhile, a full description of the truck. And no more signals until they've finished the job.
Yes, Sergeant.
You little beaut.
Right down out at it. Well, it will be when they start moving.
Okay, let's get working. No panic, but move fast. Lloydie?
Yeah?
Get behind the wheel. Be ready to move off as soon as I give the signal.
Okay.
All clear, Hutchins?
Not a D within miles. Come on, Roberts. Let's get stuck into it.
Taking a long time over that loading, Thomas.
Yes. Of course, they've got a lot of stuff to load. Mm. I wonder if these boys are armed.
We'll soon find out. We can find...
Hello. Here's Fielding. He's on the air now.
Car 7 to car 5. Loading's finished, Sergeant. Truck's moving off.
Well, let it go. We'll get it later.
The car's moving off now. Bray's at the wheel.
Right. We're moving in, Fielding. Long stop as we come. In we go.
Car
Not too fast, Lloydy.
I'm getting out of here just as fast as
Step on it, Lloydy!
What the...
He's right, they're onto us.
Step on it!
Don't be a goat! Better stop, Lloydy, stop!
I can't stop.
Hey, out of this! Look out, they're crowding us!
Stop! Stop! Get under arrest! Stop the car!
I'll fix these.
Watch it, Thomas! They're trying to get you!
I'll get you, all right.
Tell me, you fool, Lloydy, stop the car!
You bought me into this, but I'll get us out of it.
Hey, they've jumped behind. Come on, Lloydy. Show them out.
All right, if we're going to be stupid.
Don't shoot, Doran.
I'll fix them. Missed. But I'll get them. I'll...
Hey, look out. We're taking the corner.
They took a pot shot at us.
Yeah. Tootin played that game. Come on, close them again.
Here they come again.
Let him come.
Faster, you stupid dope.
Go on. 60, ain't I?
I'll stop him. Watch the road, Lloydy. I'll stop him.
He's lifted the gun again, Irish.
I can see. Close him, will you? Close him. Got the bonnet. Stop. Stop that car. Okay, then I'll stop you.
Doran!
Doran! Drop back, Thomas! Drop back!
We're right.
I hit him. Drop right. Look at him! That stopped him. Come on, Thomas. Stop you, man! Stop! Give him a blast, Thomas! We give up.
You killed him. You killed Lloydy Bray.
Lucky it wasn't you. Come on, get up, both of you.
I'll see how Bray is. Watch him, Irish.
You're not going to watch us. Like you murdered him, you shot Bray.
This time we were the lucky ones. Why didn't you stop?
We couldn't stop.
No, but you could get a pistol out, couldn't you? You could fire at us.
We weren't going to give trouble.
No, not now you won't. How is he?
He's not too good. I'll call an ambulance.
Right. Come on, you two. The party's over.
If he dies, Sergeant, you've murdered him.
If he dies, I've done my duty. If you'd had your way, it would have been just as easily have been one of us. Next time, you boys might realize that you just can't get away with it.
Lloydy Bray died in hospital within the hour. His car was taken to the CIB and checked for fingerprints. Amongst those found were those of Roberts, the driver of the truck. The search for him and the truck went on.
Sergeant Irish. Yeah? Yeah, where? All right. We'll throw a cordon round the place and grab him. What's that? No. He won't give any trouble. Not after this morning's little effort.
What's that? News of Roberts?
Yeah, he's in a house at Clovelly, truck and all. Come on, let's take him in. And that'll put paid to that account.
Yes, and the only person who draws a dividend is Lloydy.
The others will get theirs. A few years in which to think it over.
Roberts was arrested without any trouble. The CIB chase was complete. At the trial, Doran, Hutchins, and Roberts tried to protest they were the victims of police toughness. But the judge thought otherwise. Hutchins was given 5 years, Doran 2.5 years, and was described as an habitual criminal, and Roberts was given 3.5 years. And at the inquest on the death of Lloyd Edward Bray, the coroner said, "I compliment the police force on their work in this case. I commend them all. As for Detective Sergeant Irish, who shot Bray, he did his duty. It pays to remember, a tough is a tough. But when he meets the men of your CIB, he meets his superior, and you and I are protected."